stare at the lipstick, noting how it's bleeding into the wrinkles hugging her mouth. I called last week about an apartment. You said you'd have one available. Recognition flashes on the woman's prune-like face. She makes a humph sound while looking me up and down. Didn't expect you to look like this. I don't know what to make of her comment. I look down at my jeans and t-shirt while she walks away from the door for a few seconds. She comes back with a zipper pouch. $550 a month. First and last month's rent is due today. I count out the money and hand it to her. There's no lease? She laughs, stuffing the cash into her pouch. You're in apartment 6. She points a finger up. That's right above me, so keep it down. I go to bed early. What utilities are included? Water and trash, but you cover electric. It's on now. You have 3 days to get it switched into your name. Deposit is $250 to the light company. Fuck. 3 days to come up with $250? I'm starting to question my decision to come back so soon. But when I was released from transitional housing, I had two choices. Spend all my money trying to survive in that town, or drive the 300 miles and spend all my money in this one. I'd rather be in the town that holds all the people once connected to Scotty. The woman takes a step back into her apartment. Welcome to Paradise Apartments. I'll bring you a kitten once you get settled. I immediately put my hand on her door to prevent her from closing it. Wait, what? A kitten? Yeah, a kitten. Like a cat, but smaller. I step away from her door like it'll somehow protect me from what she just said. No, thank you. I don't want a kitten. I have too many. I don't want a kitten, I repeat. Who wouldn't want a kitten? Me. She huffs like my response is completely unreasonable. I'll make you a deal, she says. I'll leave the electric on for 2 weeks if you take a kitten. What in the hell kind of place is this? Fine, she says, responding to my silence as if it's a negotiation tactic. The month. I'll leave the electric on for the whole month if you just take one kitten. She walks into her apartment but leaves the door open. I don't want a kitten at all, ever. But not having to spend $250 on an electricity deposit this month would be worth several kittens. She reappears with a small black and orange kitten. She places it in my hands. There you go. My name is Ruth if you need anything, but try not to need anything. She goes to close her door again. Wait, can you tell me where I can find a payphone? She chuckles. Yeah, back in 2005. She closes her door completely. The kitten meows, but it's not a sweet meow. It sounds more like a cry for help. You and me both. I mutter. I make my way toward the stairs with my suitcase and my kitten. Maybe I should have held out a few more months before coming back here. I worked to save up just over $2,000, but most of that was spent on moving here. I should have saved up more. What if I don't find a job right away? And now I'm tasked with the responsibility of keeping a kitten alive. My life just became 10 times more difficult than it was yesterday. I make it up to the apartment with the kitten clinging to my shirt. I insert the key in the lock and have to use both hands to pull on the door to get the key to turn. When I push open the door to my new apartment, I hold my breath, afraid of what it's going to smell like. I flip on the light switch and look around, releasing my breath slowly. There's not much of a smell. That's both good and bad. There's a couch in the living room, but that's literally all there is. A small living room, an even smaller kitchen, no dining room, no bedroom. It's an efficiency apartment with a closet and a bathroom so small the toilet touches the tub. The place is a dump, a 500-square-foot absolute shithole. But it's a step up for me. I've gone from sharing a 100-square-foot cell with a roommate to living in transitional housing with 6 roommates, to a 500-square-foot apartment I can call my own. I'm 26 years old, and this is the first time I've ever officially lived somewhere alone.